Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for some stations that just joined us, Representative Daryl Metcalf of Pennsylvania joins us. He was put on a potential terrorist list along with mainline Second Amendment groups that he works with and one that he heads up. Groups that are just mildly want to cut taxes, just mainline groups listed by this Israeli Mossad IDF-connected group. The head of Homeland Security has had to resign in the state. And, you know, here's the big issue. Regardless of where this investigation goes, state police, feds, local police listening to us all over the country, in Chicago and L.A. and San Francisco and Orlando, all over the place, Austin, they need to know that if you've got foreign private intelligence groups demonizing mainline conservatives and libertarians or liberals for that matter, and those groups have no history of anything illegal, this is treason that you're seeing. And I talked to the representative during the one-minute break, and I said, have you had any law enforcement contacts with more data? Because he's trying to get the full reports, but the Homeland Security is trying to block that at the state level. So he said he is happy to have law enforcement in the state of Pennsylvania or other law enforcement around the country. We've been sent the Mayak report and others last year. To break this wide open, because it's a lot worse than even what we know. RepMetcalf.com, Representative Metcalf, RepMetcalf.com. You can get him there, or DarylMetcalf.com. But we've got a few minutes left of you before you have to go to your votes in open session there in Pennsylvania. But, I mean, can you comment on this demonization? I mean, this is defamation, and we need to let police and others know when this is going on, this is illegal. Go ahead.
Well, we do. And so when I was a soldier, it was very clear and made clear to us from our senior officers that there were such things as unlawful orders. And if an officer or an NCO gave you an unlawful order, then you did not have to follow it. And I think that's what our law enforcement officers have to remember across the country, is that their higher-ups are not always operating within the confines of the law or the Constitution. And when they go out of bounds, that they need to be aware, they need to be courageous enough to step forward to ensure that this isn't going to happen. I mean, these types of activities where you see law enforcement rogue leadership in law enforcement or administrations around the country, they're happening in sanctuary cities where they're giving sanctuary status to illegal aliens. They're happening in cities where they're putting forth gun control measures that aren't legal underneath the law of those individual states. It's happened here in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and York and other areas where you see these rogue administrations trying to move their law enforcement in the direction of cracking down on law-abiding citizens when it's either against the law or unconstitutional. So we need our law enforcement officers to stand strong, and we know the majority of them do and will, and we need them to be courageous in the face of this type of rogue activity that sometimes occurs by some of these higher-up individuals.
And to be clear, State Homeland Security and the governor, caught with their pants down, are trying to keep this from coming out in the legislature. You are the government. You were elected by the people. The legislature is legitimate. Foreign Israeli spies working with the governor, that's illegitimate. And so you're asking law enforcement in Pennsylvania to send you whatever bulletins and stuff they've got on the Patriot groups so that you can bring that to the full legislature, correct?
That would be a great help. If there's law enforcement officers out there that have information about what's taking place here with this Institute of Terrorism Research and Response and their connections to the Homeland Security or the PIMA or the state police, that any information that they could forward on to my office would be a great help as we continue the investigation.
All right, that's Representative Daryl Metcalf with the 12th District in Pennsylvania, RepMetcalf.com, our site's InfoWars.com. As this unfolds, sir, we'll check back in with you. God bless you for your patriotism and courage.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake, they've got 14 nations, according to FEMA, inside the U.S. spying on citizens. Israel's one of them. And this is all treason. It's all illegal. And if we get up on our hind legs and get angry about this and expose all this and open up this pustule, people can really see what's happening beneath the surface. So we know we have police listening in Pennsylvania. Get the stop to the representative, okay? It's treason. You have a responsibility to get it to him.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got James Dillingpole joining us in about 26 minutes from now to talk about how the youth of the world are being brainwashed that killing themselves is good. This really shows you the anti-human eugenics agenda being pushed. It is now out. Paul Watson working on this report all throughout the weekend. And today, just went up on PrisonPlanet.com just minutes ago. October surprise, terror hysteria recycled in election ploy. And he's got all the admissions of government-sponsored terror where it's declassified. He's got Governor Ridge admitting that they issued fake terror alerts before the 2004 election. He's got the quotes by the Obama people saying, gee, we need a terror attack so people learn to love Barry Sotaro. It is all in this detailed report right now up at PrisonPlanet.com, also going up at InfoWars.com as we speak via Kurt Nemo. But just during the break, Aaron Dykes walked in here and said he was listening to News Radio 590 KLBJ at about 10 a.m. and their morning host. We're going, yeah, Alex Jones talked about how a CIA operative was the head of the Mumbai attacks, and then it came out on mainstream news, and now Alex was just saying a few weeks ago that you watch, they'll claim that airports are going to be attacked and shoot them up, because I could see them pre-positioning that. They always kind of market test things, and the hosts were going, wow, he really knows what he's talking about. Again, that's just a local show that's actually, it's a good show, but sometimes they've teased me a bit. The point is, people are really starting to come around, because they can see that we lay out exactly what's going on. We read you White House quotes and under Bush and now Obama and their strategist saying, man, we sure need another terror attack. It sure helped us. I mean, come on. Come on. People say, why would the government do something like that? Or why would they let people attack us? There's different types of attacks. They let people attack, or they finance through terror groups where the ground level terrorists don't even know who they're working for. Or sometimes they completely stage events, or in other cases, nothing happens and they just make up an event. Oh my gosh, our aircraft carriers were attacked. Well, actually they weren't. Somebody said on the radio they were. Or, oh my gosh, the North Vietnamese have attacked our destroyers, Gulf of Tonkin, 1964. We've got to go to war. They attacked. 40 years later, they released the LBJ audio tapes with McNamara. LBJ's out at his Johnson City ranch, you know, talking to McNamara. McNamara's bossing him around. This is how we're going to do it. There's going to be an event tomorrow there in the Gulf, Vietnam, right? That's right. And then you're going to do a press conference. We've got to get tough on this. All right. And then the day of the event, he goes, okay, you know what to do tomorrow? Yeah, I know what to do, what you told me yesterday. I mean, we played those tapes here before. And, talk about how we're not clear exactly, but we were attacked. That way, if stuff comes out, it won't be clear. I mean, I ought to dig those up again and play them. I found them back in 2004 when it was declassified, played them. Then it got news the next year. And then the last time I saw those clips excised out was it changed the channel on YouTube. The guy that posts a lot of our full-length videos, he has a director's channel, and he did one on false flags and actually got the clips and put them together over the three-day period. In fact, I excised that out a few months ago and meant to play it again. But side issue, the point is that you could see this stuff coming from 100 miles away. And now here's the election coming up, and they are specific. They are going to attack airports. And they may have some nutty, you know, religious fruitcakes who they've got ready, who really think they're fighting for Allah, but it'll always come out, in every case, their commander is CIA, MI6, or Mossad, and they're funding the lunatics to do it. Or they'll have commandos go in and shoot some people. They'll have one patsy with them. They'll shoot the patsy in the back of the head. The commandos will change clothes, go out the back door, and then we have the one dead patsy. Or like the Mumbai attack led by the CIA, we got that at the time. The head of Indian intelligence even came out and said that, and he wasn't a Muslim. Of course, he died in that attack that day, but he said the day before the government's going to launch a false flag. In fact, there's a Paul Joseph Watson article, Terrorist Fearmongering About Mumbai-Style Attacks as an Election Ploy, and that's September 29th. So that was actually last week we were already on to the specifics of what they were doing. And now here we are 5 days later, October 4th, with the latest Paul Joseph Watson report, October Surprise, Terror Hysteria Recycled an Election Ploy. Now, we did search terms twice last week, and the time is short. Who knows how long we'll be on air? Hopefully for 20 more years, and hopefully we beat this thing, but you never know what's going to happen. They could launch World War III, total depression. I could die in a car wreck, God forbid. Anything could happen. So we've been using this search term while it's still effective. And to give you an example, last week we had a search term, Feds Radiate Americans. And it made it in Yahoo News, AOL News, Christian Science Monitor, and over, first it was 20-plus reports, now it's over 100 reports. I can't even count them all up. It'll say, under this headline, 27 others, 42 others, 10 others. I mean, I can go to Google News and count them up. It's over 100 reports. And then the Drudge Report, 2 days later, linked to our article. But above it linked to Yahoo, who literally took our headline, pulled our paragraphs, changed them just a little bit, but gave us no credit. I don't care. It caused and is causing a national debate about feds radiating Americans. Like, what are you doing driving around with 500 trucks blasting high-powered radiation into our homes that looks right through walls? What are you doing with naked body scanners on the streets? What are you doing with all of this? Then we had another search term that caused a huge debate. So I'm going to do this at least one more time this week, but it's such a powerful tool. I don't want to overuse it, but listeners keep telling me, no, use it, use it, use it. So we're going to do it today, and I'm here looking at the headline. It's got to be something from the headline so that then this will be the top story when everybody links to it. But the search term, we need to get Nemo to get this up right now. because sometimes Google blocks our headlines from Prison Planet when we do this. They're watching us in real time, so it won't show up. So it becomes the number one search term, but then they let mainstream media jump on it and write disinformation connected to it. So we're in a little info war with these people. But let's make the search term terror hysteria. Terror hysteria. Two words. Terror hysteria. T-E-R-R-O-R. Hysteria. H-Y-S-T-E-R-I-A. Terror hysteria. Terror hysteria. That'll be search term number one. Let's have a double combo today. And let's go with a triple word combo for number two. Let's go with October surprise terror. So one search term is terror hysteria. We want that to be number one. Just enter it into Google over and over again into the search box. Terror hysteria. And then the other search term is a three-word combo, October surprise terror. October surprise terror. And then this can cause, if you do it, which I'm sure you will, and I love you to death, we're all in this together, it's beautiful what you're doing, then this will cause media to go read our article, and all these newspaper reporters who aren't really operatives, they're just compartmentalized, they'll go, yeah, this is kind of an obvious October surprise. And then they'll read Watson's article that goes through the whole history of this, and resistance is victory. Will this one search term beat the New World Order? No. But the act of always moving forward, it will have that effect. Resistance is victory. So terror hysteria is search number one. Search number two, October surprise terror, a three-word combo. Let me read this article now here in this segment, the next, and James Dellingpole's joining us. October surprise terror hysteria recycled an election ploy. Cynical stunt to frighten angry Americans into placing their trust back in government. The establishment media is giving full court press to announcements from the U.S. and European authorities that airport lobbies are being targeted for terror attacks in a recycled version of the laughable 2007 incident in which two retards, that's the word Watson uses, mentally retarded men, that was admitted, set fire to a Jeep outside Glasgow Airport, a non-event that authorities hype beyond all recognition amidst a similar wave of hysteria that which we are now witnessing. And it continues. The October surprise has arrived, and it's a contrived and cynical ploy to frighten Americans into putting their trust back in government by waving their familiar boogeymen of the outside threat. Among the possible targets in the suspected European terror plot are pre-security areas at the last, at least five major European airports, a law enforcement official told ABC News. Authorities believe terror teams are preparing to mount a commando-like attack featuring small units and small firearms model after the Mumbai attack of 2 years ago. Consistent references to the Mumbai attack, transit hubs, airport lobbies, and other soft targets chatter provide a reasonably clear indication as to who is really behind the ceaseless pushing of terror fear-mongering we've been subject to over the last week. Since it ultimately emerged that the mastermind behind the Mumbai massacre was a CIA agent, David Hadley, warnings from the same intelligence agencies about similar attacks being planned should be treated as a direct threat. Throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, the Central Intelligence Agency played a key role in Operation Gladio, a program of false flag terror attacks on soft targets in Europe, I would add, that were designed to demonize political opposition and force the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security, according to testimony of Gladio agent. And also the former Italian president went public and said that he knew about all this. In 2000, the Italian Senate investigated and found that the 1980 Bologna train bombing, which killed 85 people, was carried out by men inside Italian state institutions and men linked to structures of the United States intelligence. We'll continue with this on the other side. We won't have time to read it all before our guest joins us. It's a key breakdown. We need to get this article, October Surprise Terror Hysteria Recycled in Election Ploy. We need to get this out to everyone. Get the article at PrisonPlanet.com. Please send it to everyone you know, because the globalists may be getting ready to actually stage terror, not just hype terror for fear.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Under the Future Attribute Screening Technologies, or FAST program, the Department of Homeland Security is developing innovative physiological and behavioral screening technologies to streamline the screening process at security checkpoints. In support of this program, Battelle has partnered with industry leaders Farber Specialty Vehicles and Draper Laboratory to design and develop a portable research facility for the development and demonstration of innovative security screening technologies, the FAST Demonstration Laboratory. The mobility of the FAST Demonstration Laboratory allows security officials to quickly and efficiently establish security boundaries at any location, making it useful for everything from large sporting events, border crossings, or airports.
Okay.
The screening mobile monitor.
So they're giant 18-wheeler trailers that have three ramps leading into them with naked body scanners, face scanners. They ask you questions that then brain scan you. Total Orwell. And Jaron pointed out, well, I had said this earlier in the hour, but he pointed out specifically to me during the break and made me think of this. They've already rolled all this out, as I said earlier. They've said they want Israeli companies to advise airports worldwide on a first line of screening before you even get into the airport. Then you go through the next checkpoints that they already have. Then they have checkpoints at the gate. So two more layers. They have the first layer. They want to put one in front of it and behind it. And I talked about, you watch, they're going to set up checkpoints, I said this last hour, out front. And you watch, just like with the naked body scanners being rolled out, they'd already ordered them in the days after the underwear bomber on Christmas. Now you watch, they have the specific airports, and specifically that it's going to be in the area where you walk in to get your tickets. So now they can have the mobile trucks out front the airport and herd you through it. And watch, in the next few weeks, or even sooner, if they go ahead and stage something, they're going to say, oh, my gosh, we need the mobile trucks. We need them out there. Jaron pointed that out, and he's absolutely right. Airport lobbies, possible terror targets, and European plot, officials say, ABC News. Among the possible targets in the suspected European terror plot are pre-security areas at least five major European airports, a law enforcement official told ABC News. I mean, how do they know that? Authorities believe terror teams are preparing to mount a commando-like attack featuring small units and small firearms modeled after the Mumbai attack 2 years ago, which was in shopping malls. And you can pull up, FBI wants checkpoints at shopping malls. In fact, search that. You'll find it. And they're going to have these big mobile trucks, and you're herded through it to go to sporting events, malls. It said they look for... They ask you questions about bombs and recording devices. Oh, are you bringing a recording device? Well, yeah, my iPhone records. Oh, you're bringing that into the classical symphony or into the Megadeth symphony or into the George Strait concert? Training everyone that life in the airports is life outside the airport. So this is clearly another big rollout for the systems they've already been ordering. So very interesting point on that front. And again, the article by Paul Joseph Watson goes through the whole history of admitted government-sponsored terror. You realize how important this is. So the search terms are terror hysteria. That's one search term. Those two words you enter into Google over and over again and Yahoo. And October surprise terror, three words, is the second search. And it continues... These are quotes from the Italian parliamentary hearing with the former head of Italian intelligence and the president saying, forcing the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security. What did Robert Shapiro say? To teach us to love Obama. We need terror. To love them. Oh, you keep me safe. Oh, the men in black uniforms. Oh, the checkpoints. Oh, the blood-taking checkpoints. Oh, the naked body scanners. Please radiate me. Keep me safe. Oh, please put carbon taxes on me or the water will rise and kill me. It's always the same thing. Oh, we'll have to be killed if we don't accept the carbon taxes. That's their new message. That's coming up. And it continues, in an attempt to, quote, force the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security, that's a quote, the establishment hopes to derail the momentum of the Tea Party candidates like Rand Paul, Sharon Engel, whose entire campaigns are built on the premise of turning away from the state and giving power back to the individual. Manipulating voters by threatening terror worked for Republicans in 2004, but the Democrats might have to go a step further if they hope to use it as a deciding factor in 2010. And again, remember what Ridge admitted, MSNBC, he was told to issue fake terror alerts ahead of the election. This is admitted. The threat of airport lobbies being targeted is another giveaway. The last time this occurred was the summer of 2007 when two amateur mental deficients described as crazy clown jihads by bomb experts set fire to some petrol outside Glasgow Airport in a pathetic attempt to stage a terror attack. And it goes through all the rest of it. We're going to shift gears into the other stage terror. The sky is falling, Chicken Little. Let Al Gore have all your money. Let federal people inspect your homes. Kids, tattle on your parents for carbon crimes. Or the ocean's going to rise. We're all going to die. It's global warming. I mean climate change. I mean global cooling. I mean, oh!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action. Or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Our Earth, healthy, strong, and full of life. But wait, what's that you've got there? It looks like you've got a case of the humans. To be a healthy Earth, all of your elements must be in equilibrium. However, these parasites slaughter all other forms of life. Guzzle your natural resources. And poison your atmosphere. Once contracted, humans act quickly. They multiply over 300,000 a day, consuming anything that crosses their path. Earth is just the start. Who knows what's next?
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and James Dillingfold, best-selling author, writes for The Telegraph and many other global publications, is our guest. I just played for you the 2007 Berlin Film Festival winner of short films. It's called Humans by Three Legs, and it shows humans not just a scourge on the planet Earth, the people that brought you Beethoven, the folks that brought you mathematics, the mind of Max Planck envisioning atomic theory, and that's humans. We are a scourge, and it shows us unfortunately spreading to space and destroying the universe at the end. I mean, this is incredible. And I was just thinking this morning about how many video clips. I mean, I have ABC News Australia, the headline, Teaching Kids When to Die. And it says, if you don't kill yourself by 11 or 14 in the calculations, even if you try to have a good carbon footprint, you must die at 14. Little animals die. And it shows little puppies having their heads chopped up. In fact, guys, pull up the ABC story. ABC tells kids when to die. And then we have the Prison Planet article that actually has screenshots because they pulled it of the heads being cut off of small animals. So the message is small animals are dying. And I talk to parents who still have their children in private school and government brainwashing camps. That's why I homeschool my children. And their young daughters and sons will start crying when they see a construction site or bulldozers. And they say, I need to die. I mean, I've had people at pool parties, you know, tell me this. Their children cry. It's, you know, 7-year-olds. It's time for me to die. I'm evil. And then we have, of course, this 1010 project funded through the Climate Exchange and Al Gore, The Guardian, local governments in England funding it, saying it's your choice. And the kids say, I don't want to make carbon cuts. And so they murder them. They blow them up with guts and blood. And then those that submit to the tyranny, they have blood all over them and are horrified. Then they kill footballers and blow up coaches and blow up talk show hosts. And they have a corporate scene where the corporate boss is standing above all his employees with an arrogant, effeminate, behavior these people always have for some reason, and says, oh, lovely, you're not going to do it? Good, I get to kill you. And kills them. So then I have this article. An alternative to the new wave of eco-fascism, The Guardian says why these calls for total tyranny and Nazism are bad. We just need a soft, loving tyranny. So there's a total shift to them saying, look, you won't go along with this. We're going to kill you. James Dillingpole, an expert on this, joins us. And we're going to later play a short clip of Pachauri saying, hey, we're going to scare the kids. And they've admitted, we don't have the adults. Al Gore says this, we're going right for your children. So are you going to let them indoctrinate your children with an anti-human hate of themselves and how to commit suicide? These people are totally criminal. I mean, they're trying to arrest members of Parliament in Europe who criticize Muslims mildly for hate crime. Is this not a hate crime, teaching kids to commit suicide, James Dillingpole?
Well, you know, Alex, I think this is a very significant story. I think it's as significant in its way as last year's Climategate. And this story they're calling Splattergate. What's interesting about Splattergate is that it gives us an insight into the eco-fascist mind caught out in an unguarded moment. What's interesting is before this video went out, you know, it was being promoted by the Guardian newspaper, which is, as you know, is part of the enviro-fascist conspiracy. And the filmmakers were discussing this film, you know, and the various Greens involved with it were talking about it, and they were all going, "Oh, isn't this funny? It's a bit naughty, but it'll get our message across all right." And what they had. They had no idea whatsoever that what they were doing was offensive, evil, wrong on so many levels. As far as they were concerned, it was perfectly reasonable to show people who don't believe in man-made global warming, children in a classroom who won't play the eco game, being executed. Because this, unfortunately, is how the enviro-fascists really see the world. You know, scratch the surface and what you find is a belief in pretty much the same things that the Nazis believed, in population control, in nature being more important than the human species. And this attitude came originally from the Romantics, but it reached its high point in, you know, late German Romantics, and that was filtered through Nazi Germany, and then it went...
In the French Revolution, as you're showing your historical knowledge, they wanted to depopulate by 80% and change the work week till 9 days, one day off. They want to play God, and they have this romantic idea of killing everybody. Really, it's just a psychopathic cult of mass murderers who have packaged an excuse to be control freak murderers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really special for those of us who've been following this debate for some time, who've been trying to say, look, these are not nice, cuddly, bunny-hugging people. They don't just care about nature. They also hate the human race. And you say this to people, and they go, but hang on a second, what's so wrong with trying to save the world from climate change? What's so wrong about caring about the environment? And you say to them, look, there is nothing wrong with caring about the environment if you're talking about things like sensible conservation measures. But this is something entirely different. This is a concerted campaign to regulate human behavior. It is a concerted campaign to destroy the capitalist system. It is a concerted campaign to ration what they call scarce resources, all in the name of an ecological problem which they invented themselves. It doesn't exist. There is no scientific evidence whatsoever that dangerous man-made climate change is happening. There is no evidence at all. So they have to have this... They haven't got the facts on their side, so what do? They conduct propaganda campaigns like this hideous advert. And it's not the first. Do you remember the one earlier this year, or maybe end of last year, where they had all these polar bears falling out of the skies, dying, smashing into the streets?
And it shows then humans being killed by the climate change, and they had that other one where the kid says, "No more Mr. Nice Guy by Greenpeace. We're coming for you."
Yeah, exactly. There was the one with that horrible kid in the hood saying, yes, you have not obeyed the ways of greenness. You have not cared for nature. Now we will come to destroy you. And there was another Greenpeace ad, a couple of years ago, which shows a guy coming to the office and everyone is kind of making sort of, you're a prick sign, really being horrible to him. And guess what the terrible crime this guy has committed in? He's come to work in a 4x4. These people hate any form of consumption. They hate any form of personal freedom.
Hate any form they don't control.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's all about. It is about...
I mean, when they're flying around in their jets and living in, 20,000 square foot houses and owning their private trains like Prince Charles, that's okay. Yeah. But they're telling old lady pensioners, as in England, we're going to cut your gas off and you can't have a hot bath, okay? But we're going to use welfare money to pay for the Queen.
Well, you read that story. That was quite funny, wasn't it? That Prince Charles, the Queen's son, is going around saying to everybody, going around in his biofuel-powered royal train, saying everyone must cut their carbon emissions. We must impose more green taxes on fossil fuels. And there's his dear old mother, the Queen, applying to the government for emergency old folks' desperation aid because her electricity and gas bills have increased by 50%.
Oh.
Why? Because of the green taxes imposed because of people like Prince Charles demanding that, we rein in on our use of fossil fuels.
Now, James, let's go back briefly here with you today to just a few months ago where they did a major university study in Canada and found they were 6 times more likely to steal, to be criminal, to hate their fellow man. This environmentalist guild, and I've met a lot of them, they really just hate everybody, and they see this as a vehicle to boss everybody around and ninny and nanny over everyone. And then you read all these top professors in the U.S., England, Europe, this new one out in the news being praised for saying exterminate people, I'm a Nazi. I mean, they're really a pack of lunatics, but I mean, that study showed this is a pack of criminals.
Yes, but they mean well, Alex. They do it because they care. They want to kill us because they care too much. The thing is, if you ask these people, if you met them at a party or whatever, not that you would want to, but suppose you did, and you started talking to them, they would be perfectly gentle and pleasant people. They don't think of themselves as evil at all. And this is, of course, the problem. There is nothing more dangerous than somebody who is doing terrible things because it's for the good of the world. It's because, they believe that they have rightness and justice.
Well, that's what Hitler said. He was saving us, and he was a big environmentalist.
Yeah, he was. He was absolutely, and so was...
Well, maybe you're bad, James, and maybe I'm bad because we don't think Hitler was good. Maybe we should have the red button pushed on us to show us.
Oh, undoubtedly. I'm sure we already are the first on their target list, Alex. I don't think you need to worry about that. but yeah, I mean, it's... I think that's what's significant about this terrible video, that as I said, it shows them in an unguarded moment. It shows how they think underneath the mask of kindness and ecological righteousness. This is what they really believe. And so, you know, you look at any of the key texts of the Green Movement, you know, Paul Ehrlich, Population Bomb, or...
Holdren.
Silent Spring, yeah.
Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau, it's just Prince Philip, just get rid of 80% of us.
Yeah, exactly. They all have this kind of this fantasy that the world is overrun with these kind of, you know, this populating mass of hideous, maggot-like human beings, and that Mother Gaia would be much better sloughing us all off. And, you know, if we don't kill ourselves through disease, then maybe a few red buttons here and there wouldn't go amiss. Ha ha, really just joking, don't you worry.
But, James, it's funny you say that they think of us as worms. I played the Berlin Film Festival winning video where we're seen as parasite worms. And there's a new game kids are being taught called Super Mega Worm. You're the worm. Mother Earth is on the brink of extinction because of humans. You are the great death worm, and you eat humans.
I mean, I've got kids. I've got kids that are one at a private school and one at a state school. And it doesn't matter what kind of school your kids are at, unless you do homeschooling, as you say, they are going to get exposed on a daily basis to this eco-propaganda. You know, I had a look at this expensive private school at the weekend where you know, it costs something like $25,000 a year to send your child there. And, you know, I went into the science labs, and there on the wall was this big poster provided by something called the Wellcome Foundation, you know, a sort of one of the British medical foundations, and it told them that man-made climate change was one of the greatest threats to the human species, and, you know, it was talking about decarbonization and stuff. It presented all this science fiction as science fact. Our children are being taught this every single day of their life.
James, while you've been speaking, they're coming in with new stuff. There's this super mega death worm. It goes around killing police, killing children, shooting fire out of its mouth, destroying buildings and cars. It goes into space and kills our astronauts. It attacks our military aircraft. I mean, these people, it's everything. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, tell me about this death worm. What is it?
Well, I mean, they just came in and showed it to me. My sister works up here. She was telling me about it earlier, but it's a iTunes iPhone Touch. It's called Super Mega Worm. We'll get it up on Infowars.com. We're playing their trailer. And interestingly enough, it only kills humans. There's space aliens in the game, but they're good, I guess, because they want us dead, too.
Well, we just are. I mean, what we want to leave, the idea would be to leave this planet so that only the amoeba and other caring, nurturing creatures can live here in harmony and peace, you know, doing their amoeba thing, maybe with the polar bears stalking the Earth.
Now, James, I know I'm jumping in here because there's so much going on. It seems now that they've been exposed with ClimateGate and then just a crescendo of other scandals,
yeah,
that they're going crazy and coming out in the open. In fact, they're in the news, as I mentioned earlier, all over, saying eco-fascism is good, we are tyrants, and we're coming for you. I mean, they're really letting us know who they are.
Alex, we're in about 1944, 1945 here. When the bad guys get close to defeat, they get much, much nastier. This is the time when they start bumping off the prisoners. It's when they start, you know, playing really, really dirty as opposed to just quite dirty. All this is a sign of desperation. They failed at Copenhagen. We've got the Cancun extravaganza coming up when precisely zilch is going to happen, because if America won't play the cap and trade game, you know, if America isn't going to impose some kind of tax on carbon emissions, none of the rest of the world is going to do it either. So essentially, the car crash that is Obama's administration has helped bring about the end of the global warming craze. Because if you can't regulate carbon, you're not going to be able to tax carbon. If you're not going to be able to tax carbon, you're not going to be able to control business in the way that the greenies want. Which is why what you see happening already is that they started to talk about new threats. They're talking about biodiversity. You're going to hear a lot of this as the fire goes out of the man-made global warming craze. They're going to move on to other things. You know, species loss. That's going to be the new thing.
Now, James, we've only got the next segment with you. I know you're busy, but maybe we can hold you over because I want to talk about a host of issues with you and also play some of these clips. But when we come back, you posted on the Telegraph, the newspaper, a little boil down where somebody took the 4-minute video of them murdering school children because they won't pay their carbon taxes, and they boiled it down to 1 minute where she actually kills all the children. You pointed out that, hey, this is a lot better because they're being honest here.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm sure this was the version they'd have liked to put out, but were too tasteful and sensitive to do.
Well, when we come back, we're going to get into that, and I also interrupted you. I want you to get back into the schooling, because this is the big issue. We pay for the schooling, and we just turn our children over to literally be taught to hate themselves, and that committing suicide is good. I mean, in Australia, they teach them to kill themselves. You cannot make this up. And it's ABC, you know, the big Australian broadcasting system. I mean, this is not some backwater, you know, nutty group. This latest video is funded by Al Gore and The Guardian and everybody else. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
For 20 minutes into the next hour, and I want to open the phones up when he's on with us in the next hour, and then after that, when he leaves, we'll continue with calls, specifically on this subject of all of this literature in the schools and everywhere that humans are parasites and have to be killed. The globalists, these New World Order supporters, are just coming out with their full religion to everybody now. James Dillingpole is an English columnist and novelist. He's published several novels and 2 political books. How to Be Right, The Essential Guide to Making Lefty Liberals History, and Welcome to Obama Land. I've seen the future, and it doesn't work. He's got a new book coming out soon. He writes for The Times, The Daily Telegraph, as a television critic for The Spectator. And we appreciate him coming on. He also has the website, jamesdellingpole.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, we're ending this special at the end of this week. Four copies of my preeminent work, the seminal work, on the globalists and their population reduction plan. How they're training your kids to kill themselves, how they want to set up a world government, how their own words, their own, how Mao Zedong is their model, from David Rockefeller. This is an endgame blueprint for global enslavement, almost 3 hours long. Four copies, $19.95. One for yourself, three to give away. We've got to warn people. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. James, this is a short segment, so I want to get these video clips out of the way and then get your take on them after the break. But first, here is Pachauri, the disgraced head of the UN climate panel. Here he is on Al Jazeera admitting they want to go after our kids with their fear-mongering. Here it is.
It's interesting because you're using the media now, obviously, and making the most of media. What do you see as the tools, the next next tools that you could utilize to try to create change?
Children. I think we have to sensitize the young and tell them how their future is going to be affected if we don't take action today. And I think children are by and large very sensitive, and they understand. They know what's at stake. And I think if we can get them to understand the seriousness of the problem, they would probably shame adults into taking the right steps.
You feel they could drive change?
I think they could drive change. And they are certainly far.
That's just like the youth brigades in China drove the change. And listen to him carefully. I want to get James's take on this. He's saying they're very sensitive, i.e., we can scare the daylights out of these 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds. And the UN-affiliated groups funding videos of the simulated murder of what looked to be about 10-year-olds in this video if they don't submit. I mean, we're letting this Osama bin Laden look-alike sit there and menace and scare our children, James.
You look at any totalitarian regime, what is the first thing it does? You had the communists setting up the young pioneers. You had Nazi Germany setting up the Hitler Youth. One of the first things they do is try to take children away from the influence of their parents and school them in what they believe is the way of righteousness. They indoctrinate them. Of course, this is why people like Pachauri want to get the kids on board, because they want to get kids who are incapable of reasoning their way out of this situation. They want to brainwash them while they're, you know, that famous Jesuit saying, give me a child until he is seven and I will show you the man. This is brainwashing, nothing else. It is very sinister. But let's not forget that this has always been part of the grand plan. You know, it's what the Club of Rome wanted. It is what the various United Nations documents have advocated, you know, that in order to win this war, we must first capture the minds of the young. We must take over the schools. We must take over the universities. And that way, eco-tyranny lies.
And we can just hand them over to them. We're going to come back after this 70-second break. And instead of playing the whole four-minute clip, James is linked to one on his London Telegraph page with what their real message is. Somebody's taken it and re-edited it where the teacher kills everyone, you know, not just the kids that don't submit to the tyranny. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.